Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Gampy Wampy. It's your little bitty granddaughter, Jamie. Hello. I'm sorry I haven't FaceTimed you yet. I've been really busy. So, apparently Courtney told you that I blew 20 grand of your money on the bracelet. Yes, that is true. But, what she didn't tell you, Gampy, is how much pressure I am under over here in LA. Like, I'm sorry, Gampy, because I know it's your hard-earned money. And like you meant me to use it for fashion school, but you don't get what it's like having like a bitch like Olivia Bellissimo like controlling you. It's shit. Plus my life here is not even safe. I've got a middle-aged Mexican gardener / drug dealer like dropping his pants in my apartment and staring at me through my window as he hoses my garden. Look, Gampy, I know I shouldn't have done it, but like I'm trying to make something of myself. I need to make it big here and I have to do it fast because I'm hoping like you're still alive when I'm huge and you get to see it all happen. So I've got to get my skates on. And you don't understand the pressures of being an influencer. I have to have all the high-end clothes and present myself as like really like cutting edge and chic, and that includes jewelry. Like I've been wearing fake stuff for years and the people that matter notice. So I have to keep the bracelet, if you'll let me, please. If I'm really honest with you, Gampy, I'm starting to lose myself here in LA. I'm like really homesick and I miss mom so much and dad a bit. And like the whole private school girl veneer is starting to like fade and I'm starting to look like a desperate mid-20s loser, even though I'm still 22. I have to pump my face full of preventative Botox and retinoids to keep up with all the fresh face like crop of girls straight out of school who are like killing it on TikTok and have high rating podcasts. And I'm walking around LA with my lopsided labia just trying to pretend everything's fine when it's not. Help me, Gampy, please. I need to keep the bracelet. Yeah, and thank you so much for giving me the money. I'm loving fashion school and I really want to make you proud. And I'm still going to call my firstborn child Gampy after you, Ovs. So love you, Gampy. I can't wait to hear from you about the bracelet. I'll just assume you're cool with me keeping it. So thank you. Yeah, love from your granddaughter forever, Jamie. This week on Jamazing in LA, mountain lion paw prints around the pool, throwing a rock through Chris's window, the squirrels decide my destiny with Amber, my three baguette fat rolls, Olivia's rocket launch fart pick, and did I really buy Dad a Cartier cock ring? Your weekly dose of fashion, friends, and influencer life from the Pussy Palace Princess, the First Lady of La La Land. I'm Jamae, JA'MIE. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jamazing. Hi, Jamaniacs. I'm feeling really weird. Everything's kind of gone to shit this week, and I've lost my way. So I'll give you the update on everything, but basically I want to go home. LA life is too hard. So the main thing I'm devo about is that Dad has made me return the Cartier bracelet. Such a bastard. Like, I haven't even heard back from Gamp yet. And, like, I'm hoping he overturns the decision and I can, like, go back and get it. But, yeah, Dad wanted me to show him, like, the return receipt and evidence that, like, the 20 grand had gone back into the account. I'm trying to shine and he's just, like, tearing me down. He's always like this. He doesn't understand, like, I've got big plans. And once I make it big, I'll be buying him and Mum Cartier, like, everything. Like, he'll be dripping in diamonds and gold. I'll get him a Cartier cock ring. Actually, maybe not. That's kind of, yeah, that's a bad image. Anyway, so on to more happy things. Romantic life update. It's kind of happy, but also, like, I'm really confused about Amber. My lesbian crush from Sydney, as you well know. I'm kind of obsessed with her again. Like, she keeps posting, like, throwback pics of her and me and her stories. And she does all these little cute captions. I don't know how she feels, but I know I'm getting hardcore fanny flutters. And so I pretty much filled up my vision board with pictures of her too. It's, like, so embarrassing. Like, I hide the board if Olivia comes over because she still thinks I'm bi and wants me to hook up with, like, rich men over in LA and stuff. But, yeah, I just like seeing Amber's hot dykey face on my little vision board and remembering all the good times in Double Bay. And I've also got a picture of a mountain lion on my vision board too because, like, I kind of really want to see one now, like a cute little wild one, and kind of become friends with it and tell it all my secrets. And I don't know, it's random. It'd kind of be like my new laundry monster, but it'd be like a real life lion. It's kind of weird, but I'm a weirdo. So I did this random thing today. Oh my God, you guys are going to think I've lost it, but I wrote two little cardboard signs that say yes and no. And I've got little piles of corn chips next to each one. And then the heading at the top says, "Hey squirrels, do you think Amber is in love with me?" So when they come, like whatever pile they go to is going to tell me the truth. And I'll find out for sure. I hope they come tonight. I want to know. So the big downer of the week has been the aftermath of the fucking Daily Mail story. Me and the girls getting like totally thrown under the bus and made fun of and called dumb. And the hideous picture of me on the water slide with like three rolls of fat and my munted face and my legs spread and the shadow that looks like pubes. So all the girls are trying to sue and we're having all these meetings about it and they're trying to get all the photos completely removed from the internet. And I don't know what to do, but I need an attorney. But weirdly, like, everyone's follower numbers have gone up and no brands have dropped, like, anyone. It was just, like, a media lie. In fact, more brands have, like, offered deals to some of, like, the really huge girls. Like, Olivia got a deal with this amazing gut health brand. I didn't get anything because my numbers are still too low. I was scared I was going to get, like, a lady trimmer brand because of, like, my bush photo. But, yeah. So, that disgusting pic of me's ended up being turned into some really weird memes. And it's getting around on TikTok. It's so embarrassing. Like, people have, like, captioned it, like, with really mean stuff, like, when the cat kicks in, or, like, when your girl brings three baguettes over because of my three rolls of fat. I lashed out at some of the people posting mean comments, and I've started so much beef online in the last few days. I also got my Instagram account suspended for violating community standards or something because I threatened to murder this 10-year-old boy who was bagging me. I said, like, I knew where he lived and I was waiting outside with a knife. And I know it's wrong, but little boys are so fucking annoying. So Olivia had this photo too of her diving into the pool. But at the party, but doing like that holding one leg up pose and like, and her face looks hideous. Like, she's doing this open mouth, like, blow up sex doll kind of, like, stunned face. And people are doing memes with her with, like, a fart explosion coming out of a bum and, like, cutting her out and doing, like, so it looks like she's getting propelled into the sky. And someone put her over a rocket launch photo with the caption, "When your girl farts for the first time in front of you." It's so humiliating for her, like full humiliating Bobby Brown. Anyway, Olivia goes back to Sydney soon. Her trip's nearly over, so I've got to make the most of the contact while she's still here. I haven't really got to know any of the other girls that well because they're kind of like bitchy and they always leave me out. So I'm kind of just like Olivia's dorky little shadow friend, which is so off-brand for me. Like, I'm normally like the main character. But Olivia thinks I'm still not doing well enough to get an offer to move into the Pussy Palace. And the photo of me on the water slide hasn't really helped things, TBH. Also, the other shit thing that's like ruining my life right now is Prisha is being a fucking bitch and not helping me with all my fashion school work still. It's like really intense how much like work I've got to do, and I thought she would have calmed down by now. Like, I've got to like cut out all the fabric and from the patterns and like sew all my looks, and like I can't fucking sew and I've got the fucking machine here, and it's like, and then I've got to like finish up all the 3D designs on Clo and like get it all ready for the presentation. It's so much fucking work. And she's ignoring me in all the classes and sits at the back and doesn't even look at me. So I ended up emailing her dad anonymously with the video of her drunk dancing at the frat party with the shirtless boys. I know I'm a bitch, but I just wanted to like get revenge. And I didn't hear anything from her. So now I'm like thinking, how else can I bribe her to like help me? Because I'm getting fucking desperate. So I went over to her student housing place the other day after class, and I was like yelling up to her window, and she wouldn't come to the window. So I started throwing rocks at it, like just pegging these rocks at it. She still wouldn't open the window. So I tied this little pile of cash as a kind of like taster of like what I could potentially pay her to do my work. It's desperate times for maniacs. And I threw the rock with the cash in it, and it fucking smashed one of the glass panels in her window and like ended up in her apartment. So she would have got the cash. And I wrote a little note with the cash, and it said, "There's more where this came from." Then suddenly Prisha like flings the window open and she's like screaming at me all mad and like hysterical. I could barely understand her. And she goes like, and she's all like, "Go away, it's too late, stop terrorizing me, and we're not friends anymore, we never will be." She's like sobbing and saying how like she almost got taken out of fashion school by her dad because of the video that I sent. Yeah, like I felt a little bit bad, but anyway, I'm getting really desperate and the clock's ticking for me to get all this work done, and I don't want to fail another thing, and I have to pass this subject and my dad's going to kill me, and Campy will be Devo, and I don't know what to do. Maniacs. Why do I always get myself in these sticky situations?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, sexies. It's 2 days later. I'm less of a fucking drama queen now. Just replayed that segment. I'm like, oh my God, someone's getting the period. Oh my God. So the squirrels didn't come last night. I was like staring at them for ages. And there was no sign of them. I could like set up a camera or something, I guess, because I went to bed. They might have come then, but I don't know. Maybe there's like a wild animal camera and you can like, that triggers and then it like sets off a thing on my phone or like records it or whatever, and I could see which, what they choose, because like I just want to know what they think about Amber and if she does love me. And yeah, I can tell no one's touched the corn chips, and every time I go out there I just like eat a few corn chips. Yeah, can't help myself. Anyway, so the most random thing happened today. And I've ended up getting 6 bags of Coke off Rosé for nothing. Don't freak out, Germaniacs. I'm not a fucking drug addict. I'm just going to pull them out at like parties or at the Pussy Palace. I don't know. I hardly ever do it, and I'm pretty much done after one bump, and I I don't shut up all night. It's just part of the scene over here, and I can kind of make like influential friends if I'm kind of like bringing the fun. So I want to tell you guys what happened and why I ended up getting them. So I didn't have classes today, so I've been working on my pottery wheel content. And I was going to do like a video where I'm like bagging the Daily Mail, like while making a pot. And kind of the pot symbolizes the Daily Mail, and then I crush it with my fist just to get like revenge for that ugly pic that they posted of me on the water slide, and to like, you know, rebuild my reputation. So I'm like setting up by the pool, and Rosé the Garden is like helping me. Oh my God, Olivia was giving me so much shit about using Rosé as my pottery assistant in videos. Like, she's such a racist bitch because she goes, it's not a good look to be friendly with those types. And I'm like, I think it's cool. Anyway, he gets like heaps of great comments and stuff, and everyone's loving him. So, yeah, sometimes Olivia's such a fucking bitch. Anyway, so while I'm setting up, I'm like, what the hell is that? And there's this like massive like cat claw print around the pool area, like muddy ones. And they're like big and definitely not like a domestic cat. And you can't have pets in the Castellos Ricos anyway. So I'm like, what the actual fuck? And Rosé like crouches down. He's like trying to look at the prints and trying to like work out what they are. And he goes, it could be a mountain lion. After I've been telling him for fucking weeks and like freaking out, he finally like confesses that like he thinks it could be possible that there is one like walking around the grounds of Reeks and trying to kill me. And then he goes, look, I think we better like film this pottery content inside your condo just in case like the prints look pretty fresh. So we're thinking maybe the mountain lion was hiding in the bush or something, Rosé was saying. And then Rosé was on his morning tea break. So he helps me carry all the pottery gear from the pool back into my condo. And I set up the camera and everything, and Rosé jumps on the mezzanine level in the condo and he starts like fucking doing lines. And I'm like, are you right? And he's like, don't mind me. You just do your thing and I'll enjoy the shore. So I get into my overalls with no bra. I did a little ice cube on the nipples, so they just like perked up to maximum like pointiness. I straddle my pottery wheel and I start my video, like throw down the clay and, you know, like working it with my wet hands. And I was crapping on about the Daily Mail and how fucked they are for ruining my reputation. And while I'm shaping a kind of like breast shaped like mound of clay and kind of creating like a nipple, two little nipples with my fingers. And I look up at Rosé, and he can't take his eyes off me, and he's like adjusting his crotch area a bit. And I'm like, fuck my life, men are all the same. But anyway, so after I finish the video, I like pack up my camera and I'm going to post the video this afternoon, by the way, guys. It's really hot. And Rosé climbs down from the mezzanine level, well, comes down the spiral staircase, and he's like, all high. And he goes, Jemai, would you consider doing a clay model of me, like a full body, like sculpture, you know, of his body? And I'm like, Rosé, I'm not that kind of ceramicist. Like, I'm more pot based or like dicks and stuff. And he's like, just use your hands and like look at my body and mold my shape as best you can. And before I even had a chance to say fuck off, he's like stripping off fully into the nude, and he gets on my couch and he's like lying like full length with his like hairy little body all over my couch. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, fucking YOLO, like you might actually be really good at this, like doing like full body like sculpting. So I set up all my gear in front of him with like a big blob of clay, and I like straddle this table in front of his body. Got all my tools laid out, and I'm like taking in his shape and like thinking about like the proportions and doing little sort of marks in the clay. And he's just lying there, like, smiling at me, like, full dick out. Not like I haven't seen him before as well, because he's always, like, flopping out after his post-work showers. And then Rosé goes, sculpt me, baby. So I start kind of, like, working the clay and, like, carving out, like, the head shape. It was like all fiddly and like technical, and he's like locked eyes with me. Then my eyes scan down his body, and I get to his dick and I'm like, fuck off, he's got a boner. And I'm like, are you right? Like, that is disgusting. And he goes, sculpt me, baby, sculpt Jose, like really forcefully. Then I see his hand go down to start like wanking, and I'm like about to spew. Like, I should have known he was going to be a fucking creep. And I didn't want fucking jizz stains on my couch because I want to get my bond back. And I go, guess what, Rosé? You're on camera. I've filmed this entire thing. There's cameras everywhere. So unless you want me to send this video to your boss at Castellos Ricos and show him you've been like sexually harassing a resident, you better put your fucking dick away, get off my couch, and give me 6 bags of coke for free to silence me. And he just like leaps to his feet and like he's looking around trying to work out where the camera is, but like I'd already packed it up. Like I hadn't actually filmed it, but like he's too dumb to work that out. And he goes, sorry, Senora Jamay, please don't tell my boss. I'll get dressed. I won't do it again. And I get you bags, no problemo. And he races off like he just jumped over the balcony thing. And he came back in the Arvo with like these bags of coke for me. I just grabbed them off him and I'm like, I've still got the tapes, so behave yourself. I'm kind of really into like blackmail stuff lately. It's my new thing. Anyway, it was kind of fun in like a weird way, but I have to get on to all my fashion school stuff. I still kind of low-key like hoping Prisha like resurfaces, even though I've been a fucking bitch. Most people like come groveling with me, but you know, I might have burnt my bridge with her, but anyway. More later, Shemaniacs. Ask Shemaze next. Bye.
Hi, Jemay. So I'm going out with this guy. He's quite hot, but he's sort of boring. So he took me to meet his parents for the first time the other day. And so I found out that they're mega rich. And the mum seems like a real bitch. And the dad was definitely giving me some kind of vibe. Like, I really think he fancied me. He was flirting with me a bit. And I reckon that I could be in there with the dad, you know. And I just want to make sure before I make my move that he definitely likes me. So I just need to know. Like, what are the signs that a ugly rich guy likes you? Because I don't want to make a tit of myself. Because if there's no chance, then I'll stick with the sun. But I'd rather go for the pot of gold, obviously. So let me know.
Okay, right. So, yeah, a girl who goes for the pot of gold is speaking my language. Relatable AF. Look, it's a no-brainer to aim for the dad in this scenario that you've given me. If there's a little dilemma there, then definitely the dad, especially if he's giving some sort of vibe, as you say. If you're even slightly suspecting, I would say, like, there's a really good chance that he's into you. I'll just run you through some of the telltale signs before you pounce, just to make sure. So as a general rule, when money's involved, you always want to like jump a generation up. So go for the guy that like holds the purse strings. Yeah, like the amount of times I've hooked up with a supposedly rich guy only to find out like the grandfather was the actual rich one. So you want to find out, is this guy actually rich? This dad. So you can't be holding out for inheritance. It's like, it could take years, babe. So to answer your question, is the dad into you? Look, just keep an eye out on his behavior, his body language. That can sort of say a lot. A man spread in front of you is always a sign that he's kind of like presenting himself to you, and any adjustment of the junk, of course, he wants you to picture it. Obviously if he just glances at your tits or your bum and try to catch him out and do a little wide-eyed look back, at him, indicating that you noticed, that's what I always do. It'll be tricky for you with the sun there in the same room. So, but you sound like a pretty savvy chick, so I'm sure you'll manage. Look, I remember even in school days, I used to have like, if I have a sleepover to friends or something, I'd always kind of like hone in on the dads and try to suss out if they were like eyeing me off as a potential conquest for when I got older. They usually were. I was always like the hot friend. So yeah, I just like keep an eagle eye on the dads back then. I just look for clues, and if they're at a barbecue, like cooking sausages for dinner, for example, flipping them over and glancing over to you, then they're usually trying to just get you to imagine their dicks, especially when they eat a sausage in front of you. Yeah, men are creeps. It's that basic. Same applies if they're chopping a cucumber or like eating a mango, maybe getting really tonguey with the mango. He's trying to make you imagine, you know what. If he's holding any round fruit, he's imagining your tits. So yeah, it's all innuendo and signaling with the dads. Yeah, they're pretty obvious. Loud sneezes too, another one. They're always a sign asserting their masculinity with a big loud sneeze. Or a big louder, like a sing-song yawn. They're trying to get you to imagine what they'll sound like when they orgasm. Watch them if ever they play with a TV remote as well and they just fiddle with like the little button. They're trying to get you to imagine what it would be like if they were like flicking your bean. It's a classic dad trick. Yeah, my friend Maddie's dad had these DJ decks, and when we'd come over for sleepovers, like he'd always like be spinning vinyl and like playing with like the knobs and stuff, and I'd catch his eye, and I knew what he was getting at with his little finger moves on the vinyl and twiddling the little knobs, imagining they're my nipples. Yeah, my friend Brianna's dad used to make coffee in the morning, and he'd always be like stroking that milk frother thing after he'd used it. Like he was trying to get me to like think it was his dick. And one time I caught him hosing out the big bins, you know, like the ones you push out on the street. And I'm like, chill, dude, I get it. Like it's a big, wide, wet hole and you're picturing my one. And I know you're into me. It's so fucking obvious. And oh, he would also like, when we were backing up the driveway, he'd always put his arm over the front passenger chair, like, and I'd be sitting in the back and he'd just sort of look at me. And I just knew he was imagining that the back of the chair was like my shoulders and he was kind of putting his arms around me. But Brianna's dad was like not even that rich, so I just rolled my eyes and looked away. But yeah, in general, I think you'll find, the fathers, especially the older ones, are always eyeing you off. So, you've just got to be vigilant and look for those signs that I've mentioned. There was one time, and this is a good idea for you if you want to use it. I was at my friend Maddie's for a sleepover, and I mentioned to the dad that I was like a really bad sleepwalker, just planted that seed. Then once the parents were asleep, I slipped into their bed like fully naked and I spooned the dad. And the wife freaked out and woke up and called the police. So yeah, it didn't end well. Yeah, I just bolted and out of the house naked before the cops arrived. And yeah, they were our next door neighbours, so I didn't have far to run naked for long. So yeah, just getting over the fence was a little tricky. Yeah, nothing like straddling a paling fence at night in the nude with sirens blaring to make you feel alive. Anyway, babe, Illy, good luck with it, and I hope that helps you slay the daddies. Bye. Hey, G-Maniacs, it's Sunday night. I'm so fucking tired. I went AWOL for a while this week because I had to focus on fashion school, and I've had the most intense weekend of my life. Oh my God. And I still haven't finished everything. So basically, without pressure, I've realized like I'm fully on my own. I asked Olivia to help, but she's like, talk to the hand. Like she's so busy with all that like content and brand work. And my dad's been sending these threatening messages saying he's looking forward to seeing my results for this quarter. So I'm freaking out. I feel like I'm fucking back at Hilford. So I asked my lecturers if I could use like the FITM facilities over the weekend. And I spent all Saturday and all of today, Sunday, just slogging it out, like in the sewing rooms and the design rooms, just trying to get everything done. And heaps of students that I've been like ignoring too and like being a bitch. And they actually have been like really nice and like helping me and trying to like teach me how to do things. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been so hard. Like I was there like till like 11 p.m. on Saturday night, like trying to get everything done. And I missed out on this epic party that Olivia invited me to. So I've somehow, fuck knows how, but I've managed to like put together like 5 garments from my capsule collection. And they're looking really good. The last one's really complicated. So I'm like praying to God that somehow I'll be able to do it. It's this ball gown. It's like got this like ruching and pleats, and it's like asymmetric and like really fitted and technical. And it's in a brick wall pattern, lamé fabric, and you've got to like line up the bricks, and it's like, fuck my life. And I'm so far behind with all the 3D designs too, but like I've done heaps and I've learned so much as well. And this gay guy's been like showing me how to do everything, and he stayed and helped me till like 9 p.m. tonight, which was like so nice. Also, remember that hot skinny hobo that I threw the chocolate bar at when I first started at Fit In? So I'm getting out of the car on Saturday with all this like fabric and stuff, and he fully came over and he helped me carry it in. I was like, oh my God, thank you. And he put his hand up for money, but I didn't have any cash, so I was just, I gave him a little kiss on the cheek. And then I fully like sanitized my lips afterwards. Also, I've been doing heaps of content while I've been spending so much time like on my own at like fashion school, like heaps of TikTok dances around sewing machines. And I did a photo shoot of like myself rolling around on this faux otter fur fabric. Olivia was really impressed with that. So yeah, killing two birds with one stone, as they say. But yeah, there's still so much to do, and I don't know if I'll make it over the finish line with all the work. And I just don't want to fail and have to like quit fashion school and go back to Australia. It'll be shit. I don't want my LA chapter to be a failure. I'm sick of failing at things, Germaniacs. This wasn't how my life was supposed to turn out. I'm a winner. It's like, it doesn't feel right to be like failing. Wait, oh my God, what the hell is this? I just got an email. Oh, cured. It's an email from Gampy. What's the old codger got to say? I'll just read it out. My darling Jamie, well, 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 we all make mistakes, don't we? Thank you for being so honest about your dalliance at the jewelry store. All is forgiven, darling. I must say, as your grandfather, I don't believe you need any diamonds or gold to shine, my darling. Oh my God. You yourself shine so bright, and I can almost see the sparkles from Cape Town. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. That is so nice. I can see myself as a young man in you sometimes, Jamie. Your rebellious nature, locking horns with your father, all things I too once did as a young fellow. I remember running away with my mates on a hunting trip when I was 16, and I stole my father's Land Rover, tried to take it off-road and snapped the suspension. I got the biggest rear-end flogging of my life. I've still got a scar on my bum cheek from where he hit me. But I had the spirit of adventure, and that's the main thing. And so do you, my darling. Oh my God, am I fucking bawling? You can achieve anything you set your mind to, sweetheart. Do your best in Los Angeles at fashion school. And I can't wait to see your name up in lights. Gabby. Oh, sorry, Germaniacs. Can't even deal. Sorry, guys. I'm so emotional. I'm like tired from all my all-nighters and stuff. I should just stop recording. I just wish Amber was here. It's someone that understands what I'm going through. Oh, my God. Wait. What the hell? It's the squirrels. They're eating the corn chips. One sec. I'm just going over to the sliding door to check. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God, you maniacs. I had the yes or no like questions on the table for the squirrels and the corn chips, and it said, is Amber in love with me? And the squirrels just chose yes. They were eating from the yes pile, you maniacs, which means she does love me. Amber loves me. Amber does love me. Oh my God. Early, you maniacs. I can't even deal with all this. I'll check in next week for the finale and tell you guys what happens with everything. I need to talk to Amber. Oh my God. And I don't know if I'm going to fail uni. Oh, so much going on. Stay cash, maniacs, and a hurricane. I love you guys, honestly, so fucking much. Bye.
Thank you. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!